How do consumer liking ratings change relative to situational context? Experiencing beer in a tap room versus central location test facilities. Can you please give some applause to Lee Enderley?
I wanted to give a little bit of background of this study. 21 years ago, Cindy Ward hired me at Givaudan Flavors, and I worked for Givaudan for 8 years. At that time, I decided I wanted to open a restaurant in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I quit Givaudan and had a restaurant for 11 and a half years. I actually just sold it in the spring of this year because I had started working with Cindy again 2 years ago. So basically I was exhausted. So I thought it was time to sell the restaurant. A year ago, Cindy and I went to Pangborn, and I found it very interesting with a lot of the talks that I just didn't feel like there was a lot of context that was involved with the consumer testing. So I found that very maybe strange and interesting, and because I'd owned a restaurant for so long, I really felt like I basically was doing consumer testing for about 11 and a half years. I had my guests, I would go out and talk to them, got immediate feedback. How do you like the food? How do you like the drinks? How do you like the service, the atmosphere? So really my whole life was about full immersion context in a restaurant. So I wanted to sort of understand a little bit more with consumer testing and how context fits into that. So Cindy was great. I had mentioned that to her and mentioned it to Darla. And Cindy really encouraged me. She said, I think this is something we should look at. And so with the help of Cindy and Darla and her consultation and my friends at Mad Tree Brewing in Cincinnati, we proceeded with the study. So I'm happy to present this to you today. I wanted to do some research. Obviously, there's been a lot of studies done on context, so I wanted to sort of have an idea of what was similar out there that had been conducted. One of the studies did find that this was actually in an airplane. So the study was conducted in an airplane, in a recreated airplane, and in a CLT. They did find that the CLT testing did produce better results, better validity in the recreated context versus the CLT. It was comparable to being in an airplane, but I think that might be a struggle for all of us to actually conduct tests in an airplane. The second study was there were some context and acceptance differences across meal components. So for example, a full meal versus maybe a snack, there were some differences with context in that. They also, the next study found that typical consumption context was very important. The some of the products they were saying a CLT could work for that, where a home use test could work for other things. The home use test, for example, if it's something very contextual like a laundry study, CLT, if it's a product evaluation that's not as contextual, it may not matter as much. There was another study where there were they did find that scores were higher in upscale restaurants for the same products versus institutional settings, which maybe doesn't seem very shocking to us. All right, so the objectives of this study, we wanted to determine if there were environmental context differences with five different marketed beer products. We also wanted to find out if there were differences with context, with age, gender, income, and education. Our methods, we had three different methods. The first one was, as I mentioned, I had friends at Mad Tree Brewing. So this was a full context study in the tap room. We basically, there's TVs and there's, you know, people gathering and everyone's drinking. Maybe some people are drinking a little too much. So This was, again, full context with branded cans and branded glassware. The second two tests were both CLTs at Sensation Research in Cincinnati, well, in Mason, north of Cincinnati. The second one had the same branded cans and the branded glassware, and then the third CLT was completely blind. We did use the same style of glassware, but it was not branded. Data collection was collected using Insight Counts, which, thank you, Peter Hall and Darla. That's a web-hosted survey. We used Chromebooks in all of the contexts for data collection. And I won't go through the rest, but I feel good about how we collected the data. So in the tap room, we had 98 consumers. We intercepted the consumers actually at the front door of the tap room. So we did assume that there was intention to purchase. We screened them saying, do you consider yourself a beer drinker? Which you'd be surprised how many people walking in do not consider themselves beer drinkers. If they did consider themselves a beer drinker, we asked them, what is your favorite style of beer? If they could reasonably answer a style or a brand, then we asked them to participate in the test. So you can see here on the bottom right, this was actually a little earlier in the night. It got busier and busier as we went along. On the left, we did have the cans available. This was in the tap room. We did have the cans available so they could pick it up. They knew what style they were drinking. They knew the branding. Obviously, they knew the branding as well because they were in the Mad Tree tap room. Okay, so the second study was the CLT branded at Sensation Research. We tried to make the study basically the same as at the tap room, but just eliminating the context. So this group of consumers had the glassware in front of them, they had the cans in front of them. So again, they were able to look at the style and they knew exactly what they were drinking. They knew the branding as well. The third study was 97 people. Across the board, these were all in the CLTs, they were pre-recruited craft beer consumers. In the blinded study, again, the glassware was the same style, just nothing was branded. All right, for the results, we did find significant differences for situational context, gender, age for the mean overall beer liking, and for sample. We did not find significant differences for the items listed there. For the demographics, there were slightly more women in the blinded study. The tap room did skew younger. There were quite a few young males in the tap room. And we asked all of the consumers what type of beer they typically consume. And in the tap room, there were more consumers that selected the tap room beer. The craft beer drinkers were similar across the context. We did not find an effect on liking for income or education. And for situational context, we did find an effect on liking. So the tap room was significantly highest in mean score, and the CLT blinded was significantly the lowest. The CLT branded was in the middle. For the beer samples by context, the CLT studies, we did find differences at 90%. In the tap room, we could only find differences at 75%, which just indicates a less sensitive context for evaluation. Interestingly, there is a IPA that is a flagship beer for Mad Tree, and it actually did some, in the tap room, the score was 6.8, the hedonic score, and it was second as far as liking. In the blinded CLT, it actually dropped to fifth place and had a score of 5.2. So we found that very interesting, and I look forward to sharing that information with Madtree as well. For gender effects on liking, as I was reading this yesterday and reading it with Cindy on the left there, men like beer more than women, and I thought, sorry, ladies, men like beer more than they like women. But that's actually not what this says. I mean, I guess it depends on the beer and the woman, but in the tap room, well, beer liking by gender, men did across the board in this group like beer more than women liked beer. The context effect, I kind of thought this was fascinating, but then logical as well. The women liked beer more when they were drinking in the tap room. They liked it more than either of the CLT tests. I also found it interesting that apparently, yeah, right. I found it interesting that men in the tap room and the CLT branded, I guess it doesn't matter necessarily where men are drinking. They like it as long as it's just not like sitting by yourself and I don't know what I'm drinking. So I found that fascinating. So there were some interesting effects for gender. I'm not gonna go through them because I feel like I don't wanna get kicked off the stage, but we can go through those later. But there were some interesting differences between men and women in the actual liking of the styles. For age effect, as age increases, we did find that overall liking scores decrease. I think that could be attributed to many things, but consumers age 21 to 29 did like the beers more than consumers age 40 plus. Done? Oh my goodness. All right. I'm using her 3 minutes.
I added that in.
Okay, really? All right, real quick. So context significantly impacts liking for products. Liking order sensitivity. CLT with branding may produce closer liking scores to full immersion context. Consumers like beer more in the tap room, but it was less sensitive to finding differences. Just be careful because if you do it in full context, the liking scores might be higher. And you may need a larger number of consumers to take care of the additional noise. And typical consumption context should be considered in the design. Thank you.